Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. When you are going through very tough times, this is the song for you. Listen, God will not forget you. He has brought you this far. And God is not tired of you. He is your Father. Amen. Man may be tired though. In fact, people may not understand you. People may have an opinion about you, but that's not your Father. Huh? What the enemy meant for evil, God has chosen that it will be a testimony for you. And there shall be no loss. In Jesus' mighty name. Please put your hands together one more time and appreciate the Lord. As you take your seat. Seasons of new beginnings always calls for moments of prayers. When you are dealing with seasons of unanswered questions, it is the call to pray. And I want you to know, but we always have those seasons to further encourage us to depend on the Holy Spirit. God's relationship with you is personal. First, personal. God knows you by your name. And I want you to understand that God has an opinion about whatever you are going through now. And I don't want you to give up, because very soon the night will be over. I know what it means to call upon God, and the more you pray, you feel as if God is going far and far away from you. Who has had that experience before? It's as if you are losing your motivation for prayer, because it seems as though maybe he's not really listening. But you see, God is not a man. Most of the times, the way we would have preferred him to respond to us would not be wise in his own counsel. If God responds to you the way you want him to respond to you, it will be counterproductive ultimately. So God will allow you wait out that season. The word is what? To wait out. That many times when you are calling upon God and say, God, if you can take away this mountain, what God is doing is strengthening your bones with the presence of that warfare.
Because when he releases you finally into your season of influence, nobody can say no. That's the thing with God. God doesn't use untested people. And when God tests his children, he tests them primarily in the area of character. Your affinity for glory, vain glory. Your affinity for to take advantage of people. Or let's say, for instance, as a prophet, the pressure to always say, "The Lord said," so that you can get yourself into people's pockets. And believe me, it works. Many times as pastors, when we pray for you, we still have to go back to God and say, "Father, have mercy. Don't bless these people and forget me. I am not all right, though. I still have struggles. How can a man be as anointed as Elijah and yet be broke?" Like, Elijah could call down fire now if he wanted to. But he could not say where his next meal will come from. Elijah was practically living by faith, even though he was anointed. His son in the Lord, Elisha, too, the same thing, pattern. Not that they were not blessed, though, but the body language God wanted them to maintain or to keep would not allow them suck up to kings. If God is the only hope that you have, please stay with him. It seems as if God specializes in putting us in a time loop. Have you ever been in a situation in which you just felt like there's no way out anymore? Have you ever been in a situation where you didn't want to talk about your problems again? Because there was nobody around you that could say, "Don't worry, tomorrow I'll do something." Nobody. Have you ever looked at the people in your family and you just felt all of us were in the same level? Nobody's going up, going down. We are in a ranging market. We are just, if we jump up, we come down. We jump up, come down. Jump up, come down. So when you find yourself in that situation, if you came this far by God, please don't play with the processes that brought you this far. Don't fast and pray and do vigils, then come back tomorrow after your God has blessed you and said, "It's not by vigil." So what is it by? Do you know that when men keep vigils, it's not because they want to. It's because the battle has turned against them. They don't know what to do anymore. If you lie on that bed, you won't sleep. Oh my God. I know how many times in this church, and they are uncountable, when I have stood on this altar to preach, pray, prophesy, and I was severely sick and healed. But as far as God is concerned, show up. God will test you. The test is not to punish you, but to strengthen you. There will be no throne for David if he doesn't deal with the bear and kill the lion. If he does not overcome the warfare that comes from his family members. How many of you agree with me that some of the battles you are dealing with are from people in your family who just chose not to understand you? There are people, oh God. You see, you have to get it right. Yes, sir. so that you can have the mouth, the lips, to speak and say God rules in the affairs of men. You have to get it right. And Satan knows. So he tries to leave more questions than answers. Questions of when, Lord? How soon, oh God? But God is not a man that should lie. And he will not repent about what he has said. I want you to know that the word of the Lord for you is a good one. I said the word of the Lord concerning you is a good one. I said the word of the Lord for you is a good one. The word of the Lord for you is a good one. The reason why you are not saying amen, let me tell you, is because you have your own definition of good. Have you seen Reverend Uma Okpai when he's singing and dancing for? You've not gone and look for him. You will know what it means for God to take a man from nothing, eh, and raise him up there. There's a requirement that comes with greatness. And that is a requirement many people cannot keep. It is a requirement of humility. Because some people feel they have something to say simply because they have results. You must watch out for this trap. Now, let me also say this for all professionals and business people. Let me read a scripture to you in I think it's Ecclesiastes. I hope you know that the same axe or cutlass for which, that's not even the song. Maybe one day I will invite some of our worship leaders here. We'll spend time together. There's a song for every season. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 10. Light me, Lord, light me, Lord, like a candle, light me, Lord. Light me, Lord, light me, Lord, like a candle. Light me, Lord, light me, Lord, light me, Lord, like a candle. Let me see with your eyes.
Light me, Lord, like a candle.
The destiny of the entire world upon Joseph, and Joseph did not know. Do you know how great your destiny is? If God tells you, you will run away. Do you know Joseph was just like you? Nothing. If people knew he was that great, they wouldn't treat him that way. Don't look down on yourself. Jesus is still the answer. On this your matter, there's no other place. He was not despised by outsiders. He was despised. He was despised by his own brothers. That's how bad it can be. Unfortunately for Joseph, he didn't even know the meaning of his dreams. It was his brothers who knew. Those ones that were in the world flexing. They knew that this kind of dreams speaks of world leaders. But the innocent boy was dreaming. The way some of you are dreaming. Seeing yourself in nations. Representing Jesus Christ at the United Nations. The way some of you are seeing yourself. And even now, you don't have a passport. You tried to apply. They delayed you for 6 months. But the destiny of the entire world did not rest on the shoulder of Merlin. It rested on the shoulders of Joseph. Or is it possible I'm carrying something that I'm not aware of? Yes. The only way you will know is if the Lord gives you a peep to show you that all your pains, all your sufferings, all these challenges that have been around you for years was for one moment. When you will become a father to Pharaoh. When the king will become a fool at the light of your wisdom. Every kingdom has its time, and your time is almost here. I say your time is almost here. Ah, you are not good. I say your time is almost here. The Lord is going to begin to deploy, and I'm prophesying now. The Lord is going to begin to deploy spiritual men whom he will deploy to international and global bodies like the World Bank, United Nations. Men he has tested, and you may not have any interest in being there, but an opportunity. God will create an opportunity and send you there. And we know in the church that you are our representative there. That amen is weak. The scripture says, for the Lord is searching for a man. He's searching. The problem is not God's will. The problem is, he needs a type of man. And for him to be searching, it means that man is cursed. For God, who knows all things, to be searching, that man is what? Is cursed. That means if he finds a woman, he will use that. That means if he finds a Deborah, he will use her. That's how serious. And I want you to begin to think globally. Because the warfare that is coming against the church, and I'm looking at somewhere from 7 years from now, an intense warfare is going to come, and we will not be able to fight that battle. Why? Because we don't have men in key places. So when, as you are listening to me, I want you to be seeing what God wants to do beyond what you are doing now. So that when you lift up your voice and say, Lord, light my candle, it is because you know that in the realm of the spirit, there are things you are blind to. That except the Lord directs your focus and your gaze, you may be seeing an opportunity but calling it an hindrance. For the better part of Joseph's life, warfare after warfare after warfare after warfare, warfare of being misunderstood, warfare of being lied on, and God said, don't talk. I mean, I will talk. As you are dragging me to that place, I'll be shouting, I didn't do it. Your wife's a fornicator. I didn't do it. God will not forget. Be faithful. He's the one that can restore. God is the one that can restore times and seasons. So be faithful. Owe your personal allegiance to him. If he says don't do certain things, don't do it because he said so. Don't do it because somebody said don't. There are personal commandments God will give to you. You can't share them with anybody because they can't live with you. If God tells you, take out all the TV screens in your house, give them out. Don't watch anything again. Watch me. Meanwhile, the LG 60 something inches. I think something is wrong with this microphone. It's, I don't know. I think the last price I saw somewhere was about 800,000. Maybe it's probably more than that now. And after you buy, God said, go and give it to Pastor Gbenga. And I say, why? God said, I should not watch TV. Okay. God now told you, you shouldn't watch TV. You now brought the TV. Me, I should be watching TV. Abi. Oh, God, will you take that thing out of here? I used to play PS4 anyway. God looks for a type of man. God wants us to be global in our mindset. God put the stories of Joseph, Daniel, Solomon in the scriptures for us. And go and look at every one of them who had that level of influence. They had one common denominator. That was wisdom. Look at Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use what? But wisdom brings what? Now, stay on this scripture. Now, look at what you are doing currently. Are you using more energy? Are you deploying more strength? Please, don't raise your hand. Just be thinking. If whatever it is you are doing now, you are having to deploy more strength to make it work. For instance, your marriage. Huh? Your marriage. If you don't do some things, the marriage will not work. The marriage will collapse. If you don't do some things, your business will not work. If you don't do certain things, your colleagues in the office will mess up. If you are having to deploy more strength, what the scripture says is that you are bereft of wisdom. So I had a meeting with my son 2 weeks ago. And I said, now, this is my new commandment. From today, if you do something wrong, I may not beat you, I may not break your head, but you will pay the price for your error. So from today, you become accountable for your action. And I said it to him in front of his younger ones. So before you say, she made me do it, or it was Joel that started, may I inform you that I will no longer apply the same rule to the three of you. For everything you do, I will require you to take responsibility for it. Because when you are 18, you are qualified to go to prison, according to Nigerian law. And I don't pray you get there, but you'll be the one. I won't be there with you. So I'll be sitting, what do you call that place? Where is it? Bench and what do you call those things? Those of us who came to watch, what are we? We are the bench. Ah. What do they call? You're the lawyer, the legal people. The judge is the bench, right? So what are we? We are the observers. I think there should be a name for it anyway. So we observers who observe. To live your life without rule. Eh? Even Satan can't touch you. To live your life and say, she made me do it. Do you know that was very annoying? Like Adam says, she. Excuse me. I spoke to you, not your wife. I said, tend this garden. What do you mean by she made me do it? What is that? Why not say, I have sinned? Why are you prolonging your punishment? Just deal with it, admit it, and take your punishment. And believe me, there are things that we do. God will forgive, but you may not be able to waive the consequence. It's not every sin that you forgive and forget. Some nature receives your action and produces a fruit from it. If you impregnate a lady and both of you come to me and say, Pastor, we didn't know we were praying, then something happened. As a good pastor, I will lead you back to Christ. But if that day she got pregnant, will the baby disappear? So think twice. If you are committing sin and you are planning your wedding or marriage or what is it people do now? If you like, take the wedding to a garden. There's one place, Garden of Love in Unilag. Is it Unilag or Ife? Love Garden. If you like, bring me there, I will come. And I will eat. But if you are sinning, you have put a virus in your foundation, which prayer cannot remove. Only repentance. And depending on the kind of error, it may leave a scar. If you are bought, that's another matter. I don't know why I'm saying all of this. Maybe somebody here now is planning something. Maybe they're online. They're usually online. If the iron be blunt, now for something to be blunt, this is my area of interest. It was first sharp. Which means that same blade has been useful in the past to bring certain levels of achievement. This iron that we are saying is blunt now was once useful to getting you to where you are now. But it may not be that the iron is in that way really blunt. It may just be that it is blunt for the new level. If you still want to repeat what you did previously, the iron, the blade may be sharp enough. There are some, for those of us who buy razor blades, you know that when the blade begins to rust, it may not be advisable for those of us who cut our nails with blade. We bush people that cut our nails with razor blade. We don't use nail cutter. But you may, because it's rusted, it's not really healthy anymore. But you know, you can still use that blade to cut paper. If the axe head is dull, if the iron is blunt, and it do not wet the edge, you must put more strength. Which means, if the Lord has put me in a field, in an environment, and I notice I'm using more of my strength instead of the grace of God, whether it's your business, whether it's your marriage, you know, your marriage can rest on the grace of God. All this performance mode, how much should I give my wife every week? No. It's the girlfriends that are asking for money. I see them on TikTok. Oh yeah, look at me. How much can you give her every week? Are we transacting? Are we buying something here? But if you're on TikTok, you see them. I can't take 50,000. No. Even what I'm wearing is 1.8. If what you're wearing is 1.8, you shouldn't be here. You are both liars. The deceiver and the deceived. Say no. If you can do 250, we can start. Like, sorry. I'm looking at brother they are talking to. Even the guy is trying to stay alive. They should give you 250. Come and take it now. See. Come and take it. See. Come and put your hand here and take it. Only. What your father could not give you. That's the generation where we are. So you will find people trying to be smart. Putting more strength. Looking for unsustainable wealth. Looking for tap swap. Let the camera go around now. I want to see those. I want to see those who know tap swap. If you are involved, shout hallelujah. Ah, thank God, oh, they are not here. I stumbled on a video. Somebody was just like, what was this tap tap? Say, keep tapping. Keep. What am I? Like, you have not learned anything from MMM. This is not how to make it. I did a small calculation for us last week when my sister with how much did you get last week? $100 million. Yeah. When you get to the office on Monday, open a Word document, put your full name, Access Bank, put your account balance, put your account name and account number, then put credit balance, CR, then put 1 billion naira in front of it. Print it when you get home. Paste it on your wall. It's cheap. Just a paper. Stop typing things. All the I don't know what's happening. Every time I get my salary, it's finished. You take your time to type rubbish and register it in the spirit realm. I said now, go to work on Monday and type average client balance 500,000. Type it. Use your hand to say this is what you are going to be getting. If it doesn't register in your spirit, God will not give you. Because you know what to do with it. Please understand that God delights in the prosperity of his servant. God is not afraid of giving you money or things. Look at what he said to Brother Solomon. Sometimes people look at Solomon, they only think about women. But Solomon, I don't know, is it 1 Kings 3? Let's try 1 Kings 3. I need to be sure. Why I love the Old Testament is because it gives me... Okay, look at 1 Kings 3. Let's read from verse 5. From verse 5 to... There's another rendition, but let's read from verse 5 to... verse 13. Quickly. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. Now, this was after a powerful and dangerous seed. Some seeds are dangerous. Eh? Some seeds are convenient. But I was preaching here some time ago and I said, if you are in a field or if you are in a season that is a new one, don't enter into that season without an altar and let there be a sacrifice on it. This is a good example of, this is a scriptural balance to that. This guy was a new king. He was a new MD. He was a new COO. But his father died. He didn't have time to explain how to be a king. So he was an accidental civil servant. He just found himself there. The only thing he knew is that people would be loyal to him, but he had the opportunity to scatter everything or to make it better. But if you look at the model that Solomon evolved and developed, it was not even anything close. It was way higher than what his father did. So his father established certain things by battle and by warfare and by power. But look at what Solomon established, institutions. A queen came and said, the things I have heard of you were not, this surpasses I didn't hear half of it. When you look at a man, and the reason is like this, is because of what God has done with him. God is a big spender. It's because all the people you know who made it, they did charms and they sacrificed their mother and they did. So your definition of wealth is always associated with Satan. You've not seen when God blessed a man. If God blesses you, you can't walk away from him, because he's the source of that wealth. If you can walk away from him, you didn't get it from God. The Lord appeared to him by night and said, ask what I shall give you. What can I do for a God that is so big and cannot be impressed? What can I do that will make him say, Oga, ask me anything? This is not even the time of grace. Oh. This is not the time when God said, come before the throne of grace that you may... No. This was a man who provoked God. You watched your grandfather marry three wives, sent four of them out. That means he was wifeless at the end of the day. Then you saw your father beat your mother. And she left many times and came back. Now you want to get married. And you want to come in carelessly. You are shouting grace, grace. Well, according to my wife, and I think she has used this thing against me many times. She says she knows how to report me to God. Go and warn your son. We want to change the children's school. But me, I don't like debit balance. I only like credit. So I don't spend. So if I talk, and if she talks and I resist, you just leave me. He has started again. Go and talk to him. 1 week, 2 weeks, I said, hey, that school thing, what are they even saying? So it's manipulation, but it's okay. Amen. And I think if you're a married brother here, most likely your wife has used it. So when you get to Masca, the anointing. You heard what God's servant said, Pastor Apostle David Adeboye. Was he here or at prophetic streams? He said, the power. He said it in Yoruba, but I will say it in English for the benefit of everyone. He said the power, the grace that swallows up family responsibility. God, give it to me. It was a prophetic stream. He said the power. He said that a prophet told him in Ibadan, on the mountain, go and pray this prayer. He didn't have anything when the pastor told him, go and pray. He said the kind of power that if all the family members, everybody in your family can say, hey, we have problem, the balance in your account balance can say to everybody and you won't feel it. Come on, say amen. Amen. So that's a grace. Like Solomon. Solomon was so rich that the poorest man in Israel had gold. But what can I do that would impress God so much that will make him come to me and say, what do you want? Everywhere, what sacrifice, every only one man. You want to choke us in heaven? What do you want? Small boy like you, who taught you this one? Solomon said, you have shown mercy unto your servant David, my father. See where he started from. He traced his history. Remember that this boy was not supposed to exist. It was the father's escapade. Misuse of the anointing that produced this boy. That name Solomon was never supposed to exist. Those of us bearing that name were never supposed to. We should have been bearing Elijah. That guy was never supposed, if the father had just stayed with his wife. So he traced his history back. Sir, in case you don't know me, my father is the man after your heart. Give me that scripture. He said, you showed him mercy. Great mercy. And that's a prayer point. Oh. I said, that's a prayer point. When we come for July month of prayer, one entire meeting, this is the only prayer point. Great mercy. One meeting like this, we will not pray any other prayer. you will pray it till something breaks loose. Because this is what we make the nation say God is partial. This great mercy. When God gives it to you, you will walk into where men die, you will come out alive. They won't understand. Even you won't be able to explain why you are just getting by. Come and say, I receive it. He said, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness. So you need to look at these items: truth, righteousness, and uprightness of heart to enjoy great mercy. Now, when you look at 3 out of 3, but majority 2 out of 3, in which I mean righteousness and uprightness of heart, there are things nobody can see. They are in your heart. We are all in the same market, we are doing the same thing, but our reasons for doing those things are very different. My decision to be truthful to you is not because I'm a nice person, it's because I'm a child of God. It's not because I'm moral. He said, you gave him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Next verse. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made your servant king instead of David my father, and I am but what? Know your status. Don't go to God and say, it's me, your son, Reverend. The bishop. The Harvest World Assembly. The person we put there, he was not a bishop. He's a pastor. But you are a bishop, so we need to start shopping for another pastor. Can you say that word bishop, there's shop. I am but a little child, and I do not know how to go out or come in. So the reason why he came to God was that sometimes you think you can do what your boss in the office does until they put you on that seat. You now realize that the food you brought from home is still in the kitchenette, and you have not been able to get up. You now realize that, oh, this man did hide it. While I was standing for my branch manager, he just shuts down like, okay, guys, take care of yourself. It's going 6 o'clock, 5. So they asked me to stand as both head of operations and branch manager. So I lock my vault 6 on the dot, or before 6. I will now sit down, start reading mails till 12 midnight in the office. Meanwhile, the bank policy says you should not be in the office by 6. I will now turn off all the light. Because you see, even though the bank said you should not be in the office, there's a customer's request that was unattended to. Then the next question, 8 a.m. tomorrow, is, what are you doing there? That branch is not busy. Eh? It's not busy. You put one small boy there who does not know how to go out or come in, and you put him there as acting branch manager and head of operations. But this, my own manager, earns 1.2 million. My own boss earns 780,000. You now, did you add the salary together and you paid? You thought, how much is my own salary? Nobody will ask you that, no? One day they gave me query and copied it, and then they called me and said, don't respond again. See? So I won't go and authorize 300 million into wrong account. Because of query, he said, my damn query. It was the person that gave the query that said, don't answer. I said, thank you, sir. Because as I did now, I go just move 500 million. And he just said, our money don't go. He said, don't answer. I think the man just about here. It's only one deal. Just come. Hey, Benga, don't go and die there. Don't answer. I said, thank you, sir. So if you find yourself in an environment where you do not really know how to go out or come in, that means the environment is new. You go to God. He has been around. Next verse. And your servant is in the midst of your people, which thou hast chosen, a great people, which cannot be numbered. You see the error his father committed. He's correcting himself. David numbered the people, and God went against him. Unfortunately, it was the people around him that died. Even David himself was preserved. But this one is wise now. You cannot number God's people. It's an insult to God. You cannot number my people. The prophecy says they shall be as the stars of the heavens. You are too small. Who are you? Do you think when God looks at this church, do you think he looks at this church with the number of people here or according to the future of the church? What are you talking about? Do you think when God looks at Abraham or Abraham, he looks at him as childless or he looks at him as the father of nations? How do you think God sees? Be careful. You can't be using your problem to describe yourself to God. What do you mean? Are you here to discuss your problem or are you here to talk about solution? Say, God, you know me, I'm barren. We say, who said that? I'm not aware. Because there's no impossibility with God. Your problem is only a problem because he's not there. If you are trusting God to be married, stop talking about marriage. Start talking about your children. Go a step beyond and above. Give me that scripture. Next verse. Give therefore your servant. This guy is a king. You notice he was saying servant. Omoshen, servant. Brother Gbinga. Brother Marcos. Sister Taiwo. Not reverend. Not doctor, not pastor, doctor. By the way, when I become a PhD holder, you must call me doctor. Because I sweated for it. I'm not one of those who say you should not come. Call me doctor. Because I know the suffer I suffered. I know the slap I collected. I know everything. Though, when I'm tired, I will tell you, call me brother. But for now, when I announce, just be calling me pastor, doctor. If you are angry, get your own PhD. Or cut paper for yourself and put doctor there for yourself. I think we make a mistake when we try to discard people's effort and achievement. And it's not good. Say, I knew when he was just a brother. He's no more a brother. He's now Deacon. Hey, it's Deacon John Ewuji. Don't go to him and say, because you finished from school together. No! That guy could be the next ED of the bank. But because you, in your mind, you always look down on people. Because you are older. Meanwhile, life doesn't answer to age. Doesn't. The day I thought about my life was when my age mate was, a mail was sent in the bank that the new executive director for one thing, the new recruit, he brought him from another bank. Why age mate? You know, How? Like that? Like just confused. Like what is this? You look at yourself. What's the vote balance? Are you insurance? You need to book insurance. You need to. They say the server one link. God. How do you share these things? You can't, your motivation just dies. Meanwhile, you came to that office that week after having read Who Moved My Cheese. You read a motivational book. You came fired up, encouraged, motivated. Then they told you that your former classmate is now regional head. And your own boss, he came to your office, your boss said, you're welcome, sir. Welcome, sir. Yes, sir. Atunde Alpha. If I were you, just say, ah, Baba, how far? Ah, okay, finish what I do, I'll call you. Tunde, carry me come off for here. Carry me. Tunde, you know how we be now. Carry me. Don't go there and say, how far now? So when did you join us? Ah, oh, yeah, we're in. Ah, is there, what's wrong with this guy? He said, now we no longer know him after the flesh. We used to. He said, but now, if any man is in Christ, he is not the man you crucified again, no. He is now the Lord of lords and King of kings. If you look to him, you'll be saved. He is not the man you spat on yesterday. This one is resurrected. Yeah, Solomon. Is he not the son of that bastard? Who is he? We are the legitimate sons. Adonijah. Adonijah. And all the Ijahs. Your days are numbered. This son of a bastard is your king. Give me that scripture. Because some of you, these are the battles you are facing. You know? You saw how your parents labored, they rose and they fell. I saw something. Give therefore your servant an understanding heart to judge your people that I may discern. Shall you see the prayer point now? This is why he brought the offering. No, you brought your own prophet offering for miracle. See this one. That I don't know where to go. Let me start from where I know. What can I do that will make a that like set a record? Okay, 1,000. And we've already calculated that a ram, tomorrow we are eating ram, a ram is 1.2 million. So times 1,000. That's how much did you calculate? MJ, please. Are we even sure that figure is correct? MJ, 1.2 million times 1,000 rams. Billion. He said, give your son. Can you see the prayer of this guy? Can you see why many of our prayers are unanswered? 90% of what most of us pray for is for the belly. This guy said, you have put me in a position of trust. Busayo, do you know you don't have to be a king to pray this prayer? You can pray it now and then heaven approves you and creates a space for you. Don't look at how we married 1,000 wives. Look at the prayer point. This guy asked God, you have put me in a position of trust. People's lives can be endangered. You have made me the pastor of this church. People's lives can be endangered. Give me an understanding heart. When I talk to people, I want to be able to understand what exactly the situation is, not assume. I want to be able to discern between good and bad. Do you know that money can move a man's heart? There are some zeros. When you see 10 naira, then you see one extra zero, that's 100. See another zero, 1,000. See another 100. Okay, 100,000. Okay. Then you see 1 million. Okay, fine. When you start seeing 100 million, 1 billion. And she's the one with the transfer. She's in my office. Say, Pastor, we just want you to speak a word. Wow. Say, Madam, what's your name again? Say, I am Sister Buki. But this, you know, everybody knows me to be a very serious person. But now, and it's like, I've seen you somewhere before. When you start hearing, I've seen you. Because I'm beginning to get like, look at her dress. My PA comes. She's the owner of that oil well that they announced. My sister, before I was saying, let's pray. Give me the next verse. And this speech. Hello? Did the Bible say prayer? No. Let it sink. I didn't say prayer. This thing he said, it was a conversation. between you and your friend, and it pleased God. A conversation between you and your prayer partner, and it pleased God. That in spite of all the challenges, you are still speaking the language of faith. Ah, let's do something for her. The thing pleased the Lord that Solomon has asked this thing. Next verse, quickly. And God said to him, because, which means he was not entitled to a blessing. It was what he said. On a good day, God could have come to him and said, receive it. And he will fall under the anointing. Then take a microphone and be shouting everywhere, I saw God. I saw God. And what did he say? He said, I saw God. I saw. Is that all he said? I saw God. Ah, okay. Thank God. Go on, let's appreciate our brother for the testimony. Go and sit down. Say, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for what? Long life. That means there are some prayers that please God more than. Is long life a sin? But God said he preferred that prayer to the request for long life. So think about it. So that you know that every prayer is weighted on a scale. There's 5 points, 10 points. So your prayers, you may be accumulating one point. You don't know why the battery is not charging. Your prayer is 1 point prayer. Neither hast thou asked for riches. Eh? God said we should not even ask for money. Ah. The theme of this meeting is wealth, wisdom and wealth. And God even said we should not ask. It's not that you cannot ask. But you see, God really prefers you don't ask. But I don't know if there's an exception for Nigeria. Because in Nigeria, we are really suffering. Look at the third one. Neither has that asked for the life of what? That's what the man was talking about. Now, this boy has enemies in the family who were older, who should have been king. He had enemies, the enemies his father made that he inherited. So if he was praying and asking God to destroy the unbelievers, it was not a bad thing. But the man felt the preservation of God's people and purpose was more important. That if God was able to secure his people, he wouldn't need to worry about the enemies. Give me the scripture. But you asked for yourself understanding and discernment. Next verse. Behold. So this is the court ruling now. I have done according to your words. Whose words? It was not God that spoke. God only approved. What are you saying? Do you know conversations with friends and well-wishers? God hears them. If God approves all those things you say to your friends, what do you think will happen to you? You think because you are trying to tell somebody your problems, it gives you the right to be vulgar in God's presence. The moment you are at least two believers, God said, where two or three of you are gathered, I am there. You don't have to be in church. He doesn't have to be in a church. God said, if I see Busayo and Rolake, the moment he sees them, say, good morning, how are you? Say, last week, God said, he will come and see. Not angel. Somebody say, he said, and God said, I've heard what you said. Give me that scripture. He said, I have done. Bam, approved. I have done. As at that moment, the guy has not even demonstrated any wisdom. But God said, I have done it. Just because there's a time lag in the manifestation doesn't mean he has not. He said, I have done it. Come on, say amen. He said, I have done it. Lo, I have given you a wise and an understanding heart. That means before the prayer, I didn't have it. That means they changed his heart. Come on, say, Lord, change my heart. There is a type of heart that God refers to as wise and understanding. You look at very complex concepts and you can get a hang of it. You can listen to someone and they say, It's lying. You just know. You tell us why it's lying. Don't believe him. Only you. Don't believe him. Give me that scripture. He said, I have given you. Ah, this is a very powerful prayer point. He said, I have given you. I have given you. You didn't have it. Now, see your skill. Because I gave you. He said, I have given you a wise and understanding heart so that there was none like you before you, neither after you shall any arise. Ah! Too much blessing for one man. Till today, we are still talking about this guy. Some of you are not even aware that this guy's name is my middle name on certificate. You are not aware. It's not your fault. Give me the next verse. And I've also given you what you did not ask for. Hey, my sister, when is your time? When a day like this comes, you will not know what you did. Blessing overload. God said, I will give you. Do you know this is a promise God made to a man that was not born again? This man wasn't born again. He was a king. A new king. Who was smart. God said, He said, I have also given you that which thou hast not asked. Both riches and honor. So that there shall not be any among the kings. God was comparing him to kings, not men. You know, this was the guy that kings brought gold to without fighting anybody. We want to come and learn. How do you administer your government? They will give him. That's how consultancy training started. They started giving him money. You, everything you do for free. God gave the boy free, but he charged for it. God gave him wisdom free, but he collected money for it. So, before you go and fight Solomon, you have to think about all the things you will lose in human resource, wisdom. I beg. The guy didn't fight throughout. He was just marrying. Marrying. Anybody that comes, you know that my brother who is the Duke of Edinburgh. Yeah, this is daughter. So, we give you. I don't need to say no. King, your glory is more than his. Just take. Don't worry about bride price. Next verse. And if thou wilt walk... For those of you who always look for prophecy without condition, there's always something behind every strange prophecy. God was not asking for too much. Do you realize this was the... Solomon couldn't keep this law. Meanwhile, you are here. God, if you bless me, I will... A lady promised me her life. A lady in this Lagos promised me her life. When we are at Ilukweju, her life. See, anywhere you go, you see me. I'm telling you, with her husband. The day the prophecy ended was the day she married. She said, because of my husband, that's why I cannot fulfill my promise. I said, okay, I understand. Go with your husband. Waiting John, no go see. If that will walk in my ways, So, let's wrap up. What exactly is God interested in? What is God really saying when he says, my ways? My style of doing things. My opinion. My choice. You are going to lose your will and take mine. You are not going to come to me and say, this is what you want again. You will ask, is this what you want, Lord? He said, if thou will walk in my ways and keep my statutes and my commandments. Do you know that every king must memorize the entire Torah? So while you are calculating how much tax is coming, the guy will be locked up somewhere. Memorizing the Ten Commandments, memorizing the other laws. Because he must, that is where his discernment will come from. He said, if you will keep my commandments, if you make a decision not to sway as and walk as your father David walked, then I will what? I will lengthen your days. I will let you know what it means. You take something, you expand it. This kind of person, there is no prayer against him that can work. The conditions are clear. So let's forget about the fact that you cannot give ram in this season of sharing. Let's assume, because you will not give ram. We know you. We know all those who are going to give ram tomorrow. Some of them have been calling us. And we know those of you that it's Jesus that is the lamp of the world. You have, since Jesus died, you have never given a ram. We know you. But can you at least take a moment to consider the conditions? That this same blessing can flow to you if you keep that law. The life of Solomon is a beautiful story of a promise kept and conditions unfulfilled. Because God kept his promise ever before Solomon kept his own part of the bargain. It was this story that made me realize that God can be my business partner. Yes. And one of the things God will do when he becomes your business partner, he will upgrade your mindset. Because prophecy without a corresponding increase in your mindset is failure. This guy did so well. He did so well, built institutions. No woman could say no to him. No king could look at his face and say what you say. Even if Solomon said something that was wrong, everybody would say it's right. But he began to make poor decisions. Solomon had no mentor. He disregarded the prophets, started following his wives to their shrines in the name of his New Yam Festival. In the name of is something we normally do in our family. And you are not aware that familiar spirits and strange idols draw their strength from family celebrations. It's something we do. Pastor, I have to be there once every year. Once every year. When my father passed, I said this story here before. I don't know if I did. I think I did. They brought the soap that was used to bathe for him. And they said all the children must bathe with that same soap. And when they came to meet me in the room, it was the day of the burial. So I asked the person that brought it, what's the ceremony for? They said it's for protection. But me, being a critical person, I asked a question. You want a dead man to protect me, or is it the soap that is doing the job? I just want to say it's for what they say everybody should do. I said my father is dead. Whatever is in him did not protect him. Because I was a young Christian, but I knew the moment I took that step, there will be a link between the living and the dead. And as far as I'm concerned, the day you die, that link was severed. Under that emotional environment or atmosphere, people can push idols to you. And you will find yourself straying from the commandments of your God. Some families, they'll tell you, drink this thing. Some, they come with all kinds of things. Don't do it. The man died at 50. By the time I take it, maybe my own self no go reach 50. I said, I know they baffle. Thank God, we are used to bathing with ST soap and key soap. Sometimes, just your fingers like this, there's a way you use it. You'll be clean. They removed all the soap in the house. I said, I know they use this thing. Which one is black soap? And you even, like, I couldn't even imagine it. Like, something you used to bait for a dead man, I couldn't. The Ajebo in me could not take it. But do you know what people have heard in the name of family tradition? Do you know things that it was your mom that told you one prophet said? Do you know how many people, some of you who are here, they took to one river and say it's for family deliverance. And they registered your name in the marine world. God says, if my commandments are not too grievous for you, if you think I am always right, I will lengthen your days. That means I will lengthen everything that pertains to you. You will be blessed. Who told you God wants to bless you? Do you know how many times my name has entered the marine register? I baited and baited and baited by the river. Neo, can you imagine this person talk, like this? Can you imagine? Don't believe any guy. They have gone to bed somewhere. Can you believe? If I don't tell you, you won't know. I was, from the day I was born, they've been baiting me by the river with this local sponge. And they're baiting away my death, baiting everything away. And we'll be singing as we're baiting. Who knows what I'm talking about? And we do it with joy. I didn't know my name was in the marine world. The day I became a Christian, Brother Humphrey and Brother Bidemi, power Holy Ghost, rings, wedding ring came out of my fingers. I didn't know when I got it. I've been married there. It's not funny. Just the person talking to you. And so I said, there's nothing like river. You don't know anything. You don't. They have not opened your file. When they open your file, you will know. This brother talking to you here, it was an exceptional strength that casted out the demon out of me. Three rings came out. I didn't even know this was wedding. It came out. My eyes opened. I saw it. Three rings. How many wives did I have? Yes. See, if you won't say God's mouth is smelly, huh? If you can open your Bible and just obey Him, stop going to places where God's address is not registered. Meanwhile, all these places, they will ask you to bring 250,000. The one that says come for free, you will not like that one. You will go and give them money. Give them money. Yeah, you are my one. Just they look them. We are not even. But I'm telling you, my parents thought they were doing it in good faith. One day they took me to Mina. So, oh God, whoosh, let me close it. That's why they gave me incisions. It was God that had mercy on me. They wanted to spoil my fine face. The man was saying incantations and was marking. It was so painful. And then they now added one thing inside, like, I don't know, that is pepper or something or whatever. They just put something. My mom did not know. It was my dad that took me from Bauchi State to Mina. How many hours? Just to mark my face. And some of you, as I'm talking, you are remembering things. Many times our parents did it out of innocence. They didn't know. And you still cannot pray. Says the grace of God, brother. Hey! Let me tell you what we are going to do. Amagbadura. We are going to pray. I think it's Luke chapter 6. Check Luke chapter 6 verse 12. If I'm right. I need to let's close the meeting here. I hope I'm right. Luke 6:12. I hope I'm right. And it came to pass. I hope you know that the man we are talking about here, this Jesus Christ, his paternity was in contention. The reason why people kept quiet about it is because he was a miracle worker. And they need their miracles. If he was a nonentity, that stigma would have gone with him. And even yet, it followed him. Do you know even his mom, who received this prophecy, rose against him? It's just like as I'm preaching here now, my mom comes here downstairs and say, go and tell him, if I'm his mother, I should come out and meet him. And I'm preaching. I won't go. For what? You are a man. I'm serving God. After I share the grace, I'll come and see you. Do you know what it means? Do you know what the mother must have been hearing? Ah, your son is a menace. He's creating problem. They want to kill him. Take your son, no. Don't just sit down there. They will kill your son. You will not, all your effort will not be wasted. Typical Nigerian family. The mother came with her brothers to bundle the boy while preaching. The Holy Ghost power is here. Out of your belly shall flow. He said, go and tell him we are here. Go and tell him we are here. Jesus refused, though. He now even sent her a message. He said, who is my mother? Who is my mother? So when you see someone like that in Luke chapter 6 verse 12, that it came to pass in those days, he would go out into the mountains to pray and spend the whole night there. My brother, you should be asking, what in Jesus they talk? Even me, I know they pray like that. Do you know what it means? He will pray all night and preach all day. There's no way he will live long. His body is stressed. Jesus didn't come into the world from a very perfect family. Even his father Joseph didn't live long. He had issues. The only person that understood him was John, but that one still denied him. It doesn't make any sense. Listen. Solomon knew there was no formula for what God was going to do with him. So he went to God and he called upon the Lord. And the scripture says, those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Stop complaining. I don't know if I'll continue this series next Sunday, but I want to tell you, the God of our fathers, whether I'm talking about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Daniel, David, Solomon, name any patriarch of faith that did not walk in unusual, unconventional influence. And yet it was not in their heart. If you check that, you'll really find God. You must no longer see yourself the way you are. You must see yourself the way God sees you. In the year 2005, if I went to the church, I went with bedroom slippers because I didn't have shoes. Or no, I would keep the shoes sometimes for Sunday. Just one shoe. And I would sit in front. Everything the pastor said, I understood it because I was already taught, in my fellowship where pastor I was, our pastor then. We were taught. But that was the church that was close to my house and they were okay. It was strength. So I would attend that church. The pastor would just be looking at that. This boy seems to understand. But there was nothing on my head. I would just wear one t-shirt and knicker, wear bedroom slippers. I could even wear my mom's slippers sometimes. Just go sit down. Jot. There was nothing inside I didn't know. But I needed to be in that environment where I could have a pastor. And one day the Lord said, the time is right. I want to open a door for you. My pastor called me and he asked me one question. What is your plan for next year? It's a pastor that will ask you that, not a prophet. You cannot grow on special program. You cannot grow as a Christian on special program. You need a church family. And I said, pastor, I perceive the Lord has said to me that it is time for me to start working. I said, but I don't know where. And he said, don't worry, the Lord will perfect it. Tuesday, I said, February, I got my invite from Oceanic Bank. March, I resumed. And the rest, they said, was history. I never looked back. What? So, do you know that your value is not even in thousands or millions? Yeah. The only thing is that you are not seeing it. That's why when somebody gives 100 million, you think it's money. It's not. You are purchased by the blood of the Lamb, not with currency. You have to see it. You have to see it in your mind. That this level you have left, you are not going back there. You have to see it. It's a knowledge in your heart. That the kings of the earth will leave their country, come to your house to ask for your help. Come on, say amen. Amen. That amen is weak. Oh. I said the kings of the earth will leave their countries, come to your house to ask for your help. Amen. I was in the lands of Sokoto. at the back of that, you know, GSS block. I was praying with my friend, Pastor Ralph. I gave him my house. I went to the, because I was elected as a, what do you call, uncle, Abby? Gensec of the fellowship, the Corpus Fellowship. So he just wanted to bless me. Say, let's be praying. After I handed over, we started praying. And then he prophesied to me. Say, God said you are going to Lagos. You will be a pastor. You will be a prophet. You will work in a bank. But he gave me a prophecy. I threatened my wife that I will call off our relationship if she does not come to Ife. Call Ife for me was like, amen. Hallelujah. It was my world. Anything outside bad one, oh, what's going on in Lagos? Just make noise, make noise. My wife would just be looking at me like this. Now, is this the person she wants to follow? Who is thinking small? I say, come to Ife. You see, come to the lecturer's apartment. You see green vegetation. See green. Say, look at this one. Where is he from? Who is talking about green? We are talking about your value, net worth. We are talking about vegetation. You Lagos. Lagos, I don't have trees. You have grass. Is that why you are in Lagos? To be looking at trees and grasses. It's just like a brother that we got a job in GT Bank. A fervent brother in the north. He, I now saw him at, what was that hotel? Where, that one at Ozumbamba, the OMJ. Radisson. Is it Radisson? Is it Radisson? So we went there to chop life. And I said, ah, brother, how are you doing? He said, ah, Pastor, it's so good to see you. I'm thinking of going back to the north. I said, why? He said, I don't like this Lagos life. I said, you are stupid. I said, what do you want to go? And he said, even if it's a teaching job, I said, ah, are you engaged? He said, no. I'm sorry for that lady. You want to leave GT Bank work to go and take it? He said, no, Lagos, you know, my spiritual life. I said, you shut up. Spiritual life, what do you know? What do you know about spiritual life? Say, I want to preserve my spirit. What? Come and see me for counseling. Something's wrong with your head. One, come on. Don't just sit down there and be saying you love. Ah, what's wrong with you? Say, I need to be in a spiritual environment. I say, come, let me advise you. I was like you. But I was in that season for a long time. And God so good. My wife was patient. Maybe God just told her he will change. Don't worry, he will change. He will change. Just manage him. We live in a 2-bedroom. Use all our money for missions. Be winning souls. You see? No. Okay, let's buy a car. I went to bring one car that was already condemned on the street. No engine. Engine. I told my wife, this one is cheap. Let's buy it. My wife said, okay, if that's what you want. I said, no, we have to make this one together. I said, no, it's your decision. So that the day the car breaks down, I leave here and I go. I look at that, my old self. I don't know how I made it this far. Like, just a massive mental shift. But it was a prophecy. The Lord had told me, but in Sokoto, the Lord came with clear words. You are going to Lagos. So when I got my interview with OAU first to come in as a lecturer, and then Oshoni Bank opened up, I remember the prophecy. It was no more about my interest. It wasn't even about the money. But I remember the word. I didn't even do anything to make the prophecy happen. And the rest, they say, is history. But you know that the goal in God's mind may not even have been working in the bank. It is what I will eventually become by reason of putting 12 years of my life in the bank. And then I can stand today and I can fit in the academia. I can fit in the corporate world. And then I look at the person I've become. Ah, I don't look like, I've changed. So you will not always be the same. You have to open your mind to change. But one thing that was significant was that if you keep my ways, what is my ways? I want you to go to Lagos. Because some people are obeying the written scriptures, but they are not obeying the instructions God has given them. I want you to go to Lagos. If you know in your heart, he has chosen you to go to Lagos, and you now take a deliberate step to go to Kotangora, you have not kept his ways. If you leave an organization simply because you feel you can't proceed from there again, and you do not ask God, register your request. Don't play games. Don't play games. Wearing makeup will not keep a man. Most men want to see what you look like without the makeup. Because am I in a real person? Trying to be decent will not make the lady marry you. It is God that giveth what? A man a good wife. Because she has obtained favor from the Lord. The same thing with it. So by the time you know that there is no door that will open over your life, that God himself will not stand beside to open. For he said, I am he that was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have in my hands the keys of death and hell. Jesus rose up to control the keys of death and the grave. Why do you think the door of your destiny is not open to him? But many of us will cheat ourselves because we are wise in our own eyes. You go into a relationship, you hide it as if God cannot see it. You make 100 million. Okay, let me remove two zeros. You make 1 million, Sha. You make 1 million, and all of a sudden, how can it tithe be 100,000? How can? You are not even looking at the 900,000 that is left. Is that 10% that is your problem? And then God looks at you that this one is not ready. Keep her at that level. May the Lord give us wisdom. The bottom line of this series is that it is not God that says no to you, but there is a type of man you must become. There is a type of woman I must become. If the Lord puts me in an environment where I begin to relate with governors and presidents and all that, I will have to decide what kind of man will I become here. The church has sent many people there and they lost their salvation. I know what it means for people in that circle to call me, and the Lord it doesn't give me the release to go into their space and touch one there. I suppose don't blow since. Ah! Because don't forget, everyone who made it was on the strength of character. Those who had only anointing, they failed. You need both the power and the wisdom of God. And wisdom is one of the names of Jesus. If you have lost seasons in your life and you are trying to recover them, go for wisdom. Whatever power gives to you, it is wisdom that will establish it. You cannot train your children alone. You have to put them in the hands of Jesus. You must ask God, what kind of sacrifice will I offer for these children? And the Lord may tell you, once every 3 months, let all of them sleep in the parlor. When they sleep in the parlor, it could be a Friday night. Then you stand over them 12 midnight and start praying over them. They will be too much lost in their sleep. They may not know what has happened. But you are sowing into their lives. So we need God to light our candle. Because the truth of the matter is, the path God has chosen for me could be very much different from yours. And please, let me say this. Don't think that God is angry with you because you're having a financial problem. Everything is time and season. Everything is about times and season. You will not always be at this level. But the only encouragement I will give to you, don't play games with God. That song we sang, Light My Candle, when I think about that song, it helps me realize how blind we could be except God opens our eyes to see who is around us. I was with a particular person, very influential in a way, so in his 50s. And after spending a whole day with him, I realized this person, I have to be very careful with him. Because this man blabs and talks about irrelevant things a lot. So every time he chats me, I would let him see that I've read his message, but I would not respond. This is somebody close to his 60s. Then when I respond, I'll respond with one word. How are you doing, sir? Okay, do it this way, do it this way, do it this way. And I'm sure he probably just observed. Because people go about with aura and spirit. If you are not careful, you start mirroring what is in your environment. This brother, Solomon, unfortunately, didn't have anybody in his time that he could share that level of wisdom with as a fellow king. Most of them looked up to him. If you find yourself in that situation, you must not be far from God. Because the only person who can control you will be God. Don't be the smartest person. So as we go into the week, this is our prayer. That the Lord will light our candle and open our eyes. Amen. There are things we will never see except the Lord shows us.